I've made bonds with less. Hurry up.
The name of this story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until... The witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. Thank you. a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
Yeah. Gloria. You got the glowing motor above the swirling sand. Your hobby's flailing rotor. It's his forensic eye. He gonna look at you with. See the cast up of clever than any luck you had nothing to do with. There is a key card law. With weight and motion. Examine life is worth a candle. The organ whines and grinds when the monkey's working a handle. You can't see the mind. Among the drifting spores, Bolita sees you coming, and his tremendous jaws say all the wiser humming. He sees a fuming lie, and has the will to smite it. If there is a wrong here in this song, he won't fail to write it. Got the rage tonight. Skilled in life, it all so
Sunrise. Hi, my name is Louis, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. To be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touch. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means 1, 2, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching and touching.
Yeah. clean, you can be keen. You can work like a dog round the clock. You find it's tough to sell enough to each tavern and store in every block. Well, there's a way to move the brew faster. There's a way to make you the selling master. Be shelf conscious, I said, shelf conscious. You've got to think of display. Be shelf conscious, always shelf conscious, if you want your business to pay. Get the Falstaff up to the eye level. That's a buy level, spelled B-U-Y. Don't let competition grab the best position. You never get ahead by acting shy. Be shelf conscious, never self-conscious. Get out in front to stay. You can pay off that mortgage, get a new car, keep the kids in college, be a star. If you think display and position and frontage,
thank you. Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.